Lord Vader, Operation Andor is underway.
Excellent. If we release 3 episodes per week, the Lorehounds will never be able to cover every episode. The Imperial forces will crush the rebellion before it begins.
Stand by. We're picking up something on our scanners.
Echo Squadron, reporting in.
Delta Squadron, on your left.
Django Squadron, on your 6.
With Imperial forces coming in fast, we're calling all Rebels to join the fight this season. Starting after the April 22nd premiere, you'll hear 3 full breakdowns for each week's episodes of Andor Season 2. Each podcast will be led by one of our squadron leaders, Alicia, David, and John. We'll be bringing in new and familiar voices to fill out the roster. Search for the Lorehounds on any podcast platform to join us in a galaxy far, far away. And don't forget to check out our season pass for even more content like our Holocron bonus pods. It's good news for anyone, except Darth Vader.
Thank you for joining me on this mini Lord of the Rings episode. J.R.R. Tolkien insisted that the Lord of the Rings and his legendarium took place in the ancient days of this, our very world. That's one of the reasons why the Lord of the Rings feels so real to us. Lately, we've been wandering the chapter called Strider in Fellowship of the Ring, and in that chapter, Tolkien dropped a little gem that connects our world with Middle-earth. Near the end of the chapter, Frodo looks out a window and sees a constellation, which the narrator calls the Sickle. In a footnote, we see that the Sickle was the name the hobbits gave to a constellation also called the Plow or Great Bear. If you live in the Northern Hemisphere, this same constellation is usually one of the easiest to see. You've probably heard it called the Big Dipper. In Tolkien's Legendarium, this constellation was crafted by Varda, one of the Valar, also called Elbereth. This constellation she specifically designed to be a defiant sign to their great enemy and Sauron's master, Melkor. Quote, high in the north, as a challenge to Melkor, she set the crown of 7 mighty stars to swing, Vala Sirka, the sickle of the Valar, and the sign of doom. So the next time you see the Big Dipper, or Ursa Major, or the Great Bear, you can also call it the Vala Sirka. And know that Tolkien considered that constellation as a defiant challenge to the evil of the world. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me in this mini lore episode. For a full exploration of the chapter Strider, give the main podcast a listen or download my free chapter guide at ringspodcast.com/strider.